Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to Wildly Worthy. I'm so happy that you're here, and I just want to say thank you for joining me. I today want to talk about money. Surprise! That's my thing. But I want to talk about money buying happiness. I'm sure you've heard people say money can't buy happiness. And while that's true, there are people who are rich who are depressed and sad and don't have the best lives. I do believe that money can enrich our lives. And that's not in a snotty way. It's not in a like, oh, rich people are better. No, they're not. But they do have more comfortable lives. So when we have more money, or even when we have more money that's available to us or free to us, we are able to do so many more things and have a more comfortable life than if we didn't have money or our money was tied up in, you know, debt or something and we couldn't spend it on what we really wanted to spend it on. So I made a list of some things that you can buy with money that can make your life a little bit better and give you a better quality of life. So the number one thing it can buy you back is time. So you spend time working. Well, if you have a lot of money, you don't have to work as much. Or maybe you spend a lot of time cleaning or cooking or whatever. If you have money, you can pay someone to do that, and that saves you those hours that you would spend doing those things that you've just paid someone else to do just to take something off your plate and make your life a little bit more manageable, right? So time is number one. Number two is freedom. It will give you freedom from being tied to a job, being tied to two or three jobs. I know at times in my life, I worked three jobs when I was getting my master's degree, which is insane to me to think about right now, but you do what you have to, right? So if I had all the money in the world, if I was doing great, I wouldn't have to do that. I'd have been able to just go to school or maybe go to school and work one job that would, you know, give me some experience in the field I was training for. But here we go. Freedom is number two. What freedom do you want? What do you want freedom from? Maybe sometimes freedom is just like getting you into a different job. Like maybe the one you like, it pays you well, you have good insurance, all that good stuff, but you'd really like to be doing something else. You'd really like to be doing something else that maybe doesn't pay as well, but you would, that's where your heart is, right? So maybe it's just like being able to have the money or being able to manage your money where you can work at a job that you would enjoy, that would take some stress out of your life and make you feel more free to do the things that you want to do. Number three is experiences. So money buys us experiences. Yes, there are a million things that we can do for free. You can go out hiking. Most places are free to hike. You can go to the beach. You can go to the lake, pond, like anything outdoors. You can usually do that for free. And that's great. But experiences you can buy is like, you know, getting on a plane and going to a different country. Or going to a show that you really want to see. Shows cost money because the people that who work in the shows have a right to get paid, right? We had Suzanne who came on and talked about performers and they deserve to be paid. So I think that we should give them money, right? But if you have money, you can pay for those things. You can go and see the shows. You can go on trips and all that good stuff. Retreats, like, oh my gosh, the retreats and things I'm planning on going to, like, just totally makes it worth it. Number four is food. So let's get back to like essentials here. most people can get food, right? But when you are doing really well with money, you can buy really healthy food. You can buy the organic food, or maybe you can just buy food that you really want to eat that might cost a little bit more, like a big fat juicy steak. You know, if that's your thing, you can buy that if you have all the money that you need. Number five is peace of mind. And this one goes back to the anxiety and stress that money can bring into our lives. So if you're up at night, you can't sleep because you're worrying about how you're going to pay the bills, that is going to ruin your peace of mind, right? So if you had the money to pay all your bills, to do the things you want, to buy your kids gifts, then you wouldn't be losing sleep over it. Number six is access to mental health. And this is something that's come up a lot lately, and I wanted to talk about because mental therapists cost money, right? People say, oh, you should go to therapy. Well, therapy costs money, and it's usually a lot. You know, therapy can cost between $30 to $200 a session, depending on where you are, what kind of insurance you have, if you have insurance, and like if the provider has a sliding scale or not. So being able to have access to a therapist, and if you need to go weekly, being able to afford to go weekly is huge. And that's something that you can buy if you have money. So then number seven is home. It can buy you a safe and comfy and cozy home, a place where you can lay your head at night and not worry about what's going to happen. You can feel safe in your own home. You're cozy, you have heat, or you have air conditioning depending on what season it is, but you feel good in your space, your sanctuary. It's what I call my own home. Number eight is it can buy you a safe and reliable car. So a car can be something that just gets you from point A to point B, right? And that's great, but we also want to get there safely so that we're protected and that it's reliable. So like if we need to go to work, we need to have a car that will start on time, because if your car won't start, then you're going to be late to work and you might get fired, or you might be late to something else that's really important, or it's just a big frustration in your life when you have that kind of car you're dealing with. So when you have more money available to you, you're able to get that safe and reliable car that you need. And number nine, I added on, you have the ability to give more. So where you want to give is completely up to you, but when you have more money, you have that ability to be able to do that. You know, maybe that's just giving a big tip to your server at a restaurant. Maybe it's giving to a charity who you really get behind their work and you feel passionate about. Maybe it's giving to friends who someone in their family is having a surgery that they need help with, right? Any of those things can be something that you would be able to help out with if you had the extra money laying around. Now, I'm not saying any of this stuff to make you feel bad if you don't have money, because that's not my point at all, right? What I want to show here is that we can really take control of our lives, and having money is not a bad thing. There's a lot of stigma behind having a lot of money and how rich people are bad or greedy or whatever. So I'm really working on trying to change that thought pattern and that belief in so many people's hearts and minds. So getting behind, okay, money can buy a lot of things that would make my life a lot better, right? Would give me a quality of life. So I would start by looking at what you have, taking a big final financial picture of your money, and then looking at, where am I overspending? Where can I save? And even it might be like, I'm going to take on a side hustle for a little while until I get this debt paid off. Maybe I'm going to go deliver pizzas at night. Maybe I'm going to start blogging. Maybe I'm going to go on Fiverr or Upwork and start doing some freelance work. Like any of those things you can do, and you could work that job and put all that money that you make at that extra job towards your debt if that's what's holding you back, right? And once that debt is paid off, you're going to free up so much extra money. I know that that's what happened for me. Once I paid off all my debt, I freed up almost $1,500 a month on a teacher's salary. So it's not like I was out here like rolling in the dough, you know, making six figures. I was being paid as an elementary teacher, and I couldn't believe that I had been spending out that much extra money every single month. And now I'm able to save that money and able to do things that I want to do, which is really nice. So I would encourage you to get in your finances and find out how you can make your financial life better. And of course, if you want to work with me, I do discovery calls, and you can sign up for a discovery call in the show notes. It's free. It's just a discovery call, which means we're going to check out and see if we would be a good fit to work together. But if you are in a position where you feel like I should have more money than I do, you're making good money, but you're just not seeing any of it, like, I'd love to help you dig in there, see what's going on, and flip it on its head. And then you can enjoy life like you want to. Cool? Cool. All right. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in. I will see you next time. Bye.